Okay, let's go. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals, The Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. Okay, hello. My name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And if this is your first time hearing the Dubious Goals Committee, well, welcome. Welcome to the committee. Because now we're opening the garage door. Because we're going to go outside. It might be too windy. We're going to find out. Na 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 na. Okay. Yeah, it's nice and still right now. The wind today, however, has been capricious. When I woke up this morning, I was making my breakfast, looking out the window, it was beautifully still. Nothing was moving. I leaned out the window and I looked up towards the treetops and no movement up. Beautiful. So I ate my breakfast, planning on coming outside today and doing some outdoor stuff. And I finished my breakfast and I went up to wash my bowl. And yeah. Everything was leaning 45 degrees because of the massive wind. Yeah, but right now it's really, really, really still. Okay. And of course you realize this means it's time to feed the chickens. Hi, Greg. Chicken, have some seeds. Yeah, buck a duck. Okay, the golden fried's coming. Oh, the zebra's coming in. Here comes Rhodey, Rhode Island Red number one. Get some yummy seeds. You love them. And they're just eating the seeds right out of my hand. Oh, here comes a Silky coming up the side here. Come here, you go, Miss Silky. Yeah, okay, Silky gets some. Where's everybody else? We got the black chickens back there, scrounging the white chicken. Here comes Silky to the other side. Come on, get some, Silky. And Zebra Chicken chases away the Silky. You're so rude, Zebra Chicken. Okay, now they're climbing all over each other, trying to get in here again. So what we're going to do is take some of the delicious seeds and throw them into the back where they can reach them. Here, everybody can get some seeds. Up-a-chop-a-chop. Oh, it's so good. They're so good. Oh, here, black chicken. Black chicken has made his way over. Gray chicken, she's the smartest one. She just waits for me to grab another handful. Yes, I'm talking about you, little squeaky. Okay, yeah, you love the seeds. You love to eat them. All right. Hey, just, you can chill. Yeah, brock-a-dock-a-dock-tock. Brock-a-dock-a-mock-a-chock. A gray chicken really prefers to eat them out of my hand and not off the ground. Hey, everybody be cool. You be cool, white chicken. All right, there's not many left, so I'm going to just sort of dump them in so everybody can enjoy the seeds. Yeah, so it's nice today. It's dry. It's sunny. The sky is clear. I don't see a cloud in any direction. And it's about 12 degrees. It's nice and cool, as opposed to being blazing hot with stupid humidity. It's still rather humid, but it's drying up. Let's check the mailbox. Uh-oh, I got mails. Uh-oh, double mails. Double mails from the government. That can't be good. I'm in the middle of a government fight. And I find it tedious. I find it tedious and annoying. And let's go back inside. Let's go back inside to find my kitty sitting right here. Like a cat loaf. Like a delicious loaf of kitty. Okay.
So I'm going to go back up into the kitchen here. I'm taking the seed cup, which is really just a cottage cheese container. I'm going to put that back over here. And I'm going to put the government mail in the frying pan. Now, this may not make any sense to anybody. Why would you put... Okay, because I keep my big frying pan. Because my big frying pan is too big to put into any cabinets. It won't... It doesn't fit. It's big. And so it constantly sits on my stove. Because, well... I was going to say, because I use it so much. Well, it's not that I use it so much. It's just, it's very convenient. Anyway, I haven't used the frying pan recently. And so it's currently holding all the most recent papers pertaining to my little government fight. So I'm just going to throw these into the frying pan as well. I'll deal with it later. I don't feel like dealing with it. I don't feel like dealing with it because I've got other stuff to deal with. And if you were listening to last Friday's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, you may remember me mentioning that I finished up my P-Verb, the amplifier that I was working on. And then got sidetracked from and didn't do anything with it for the longest time. Well, yeah. I finished up all the electronics last week. And then yesterday, all I had to do was... yeah, he says all he had to do. This was more of a pain in the ass than it sounds like. But all I had to do was final assembly, which means, you know, put the amp chassis into the cabinet, hook up all the stuff, put in the reverb, do the thing, do the other thing, and then put the panels on, and then do another thing, and I don't remember, but yeah. So the long and the short of it is, we're going upstairs into Guitar Zone 2, which is this room here. Now you might be thinking, Tobe, Guitar Zone 2, why did you need to have another Guitar Zone? You already have Guitar Zone 1 downstairs. And where the hell do you have room for Guitar Zone 2? Well, Guitar Zone 2 is also the war room. So I'm standing here in the war room, which is strangely reverb-y. And I got my war tables right here. But in between the two war tables, in between my 1/72nd scale table and my 1/300th scale table, I've got my P-Verb, and I turned it on about 5 minutes ago, maybe 8 minutes ago. It was shortly before the show started, and I'm wondering if this is enough time for it to warm up. Maybe, maybe not. Let's plug in Guanyin. I got one of my cigar box guitars up here. We're going to plug it in, but now I gotta put my microphone down. So I'm gonna put my microphone down in the river of my 1/300th scale table. Okay, plug it in. Turn it up. Is it gonna be loud? Nope, it's acting up again. You can hear that vibrato, it's great. Let's make it faster. No, there it goes again, it's been weird. It's got good reverb. Nope, it's acting up again. Let's turn that back down. Okay, so, very stiff jack. I'm going to unplug the guitar, and we're not going to mess with this, because, yeah, it acts strange, and there's something weird about it. And the thing that might be weird about it, I don't know this for sure, because I've been troubleshooting this now for a total of a couple of hours now. It may just need a lot more time to warm up than I think. Like, the longest it could have been warming up now was maybe 15 minutes. That might not be enough. Because last night, it was doing the same thing. It was being weird, and then eventually it worked, and it worked fine. And I thought, okay, that's weird. Then I turned it off to take a break and went back upstairs. And it didn't work again, and then eventually it came around. And then all last night, I left it on, and I went up every once in a while to play, and it was working great. And then I turned it off overnight. Turned it off last night at about 11:15. And I said, okay, we'll deal with more of this later. And so now it's later, it's being weird, and you can't hear my P-verb. But anyway, I got a P-verb now. Pretty damn happy about it. I am, however, vaguely unhappy that we can't play guitars today. Oh, that's too bad. And so instead, I guess, I can't do this one-handed, I guess, we're doing synth. So I'm setting some stuff up here, I'm resetting some things, and I am in Synth Zone Aleph. I'm at the main rack, and what are we doing? What do we got going? Nobody knows. So we have that, and we've got the baby doing his haji haji that we can kind of sometimes change. And I was going to try to fix that other modulation, but I guess we could do it now. The one thing I was thinking last night was, isn't there a way that we can, we can't, because the parts are weird, they're hard to bring in and they're hard to take out. And I was thinking, well, can't we do that through modulation? No, because the only thing the modulation is doing is controlling the note of, controlling the note of the bass line and the note of the foom. And what is this again? What is this one? We could probably take this out because we're no longer using this, but... I was trying to figure out, isn't there a way we can do this, make this come in and clean and do all that? And actually really isn't. That disappoints me. I don't know. I guess that's okay, right? Do we care? Does anybody know? Hold it. Yeah, I don't know. Just screwing around here. Let's just go with it. See what happens here. 2, 3, and... That's hard to bring in.
Hold it.
Yeah. So that's the thing. That's the thing that we've been working on, and there's no reason why we've been doing this. But I guess that's okay. That's okay. And look at all this stuff we haven't even used. Does this need more? I don't really think it does. It's kind of busy the way it is, but on the other hand, there's nowhere to go with it. We can't transpose it. We can't switch to a different part. We can't do a thing. And therefore, it's just that same pattern, repeating and repeating and repeating. We could get some variation out of it, and it's kind of simplistic and a thing that's not all that great, but it's kind of okay, I guess, and it sounds something like this. Love the baby. Yeah, we should probably do something with this other. With this other modulation. So let's push some buttons. Not that button. We gotta push the modulation buttons. So we start going clickety click, 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 push that button, then push this button. And I think we're good. No. It's all messed up. What does this have to do with anything? Yeah, okay. I'm willing to admit that the possibility exists that I did it wrong. But that's strange. Okay, I'm not even going to worry about it. And I think what I'm going to do is start wrapping this up by saying you, my friends, have been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at Haji Haji, 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta go.